At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Finley 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate everybody checking us out on YouTube on the 106.7 The Fan page. Appreciate everybody checking us out on Monumental Sports Network.
Yeah.
We're there. Watch it. And everybody listening in their cars, on their AirPods, wherever you are, we appreciate you. Joining us now via the Rude Guest Hotline is our guy, Mr. Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan. What up, Nate Dog? How was your Thanksgiving back in the DMV?
Guys, I want to make a New Year's resolution for us where now that you're on TV, I think the world needs to see my face. So let's figure out Zoom or something. Let's get my
I think you want to not do television. That, Nate, because they got targets on your back already.
Oh, you're trying to get ratings up, so you want to keep my face off the TV.
No. Well, that would make them go down if they saw your face.
I will. I think the two people that it could work for are Nate and Neil Greenberg, because you guys are always on like consistently at the same time.
Yeah.
Landfill and Joey, how plausible is that? Getting Nate via in on Zoom. I guess, is that more of a Joey question than a you question?
Joey.
Landfill? All right, let's get Joey rolling on it. We have a month to figure it out.
I wouldn't hold your breath, but I don't hate it as an idea, I'll be honest.
All right. Well, I am a genius. So, but my Thanksgiving was good. It was good to be back in Virginia. How was yours?
It was good, dude. How was that Caps game? That Caps game is always a pretty electric night, and the Caps all of a sudden are hot.
All right, Bemich, you remember at the very beginning of the season, what did Barstool Nate say? He said this Caps team is as good, if not better, than the team that won the East last year. Went through a little bit of a lull a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. The Caps are back. Have won 4 in a row. 7-2-1 in the last 10, climbing the standings, 2 points out of first in the Metro, 2 points out of first in the East. I was right again about the Caps. They are electric. They are great. They are fast. They are hungry. And probably have the best goaltender in the NHL right now. So, yeah, the Caps, if you're not on board 26 games into the season, now's the time to get on board because they are incredible.
Well, Nate, you're already ready. What's your prediction for the year then?
Stanley Cup.
Man, I mean, you know hockey as much as anybody. It's tough once you get into the playoffs, you know. I think this team can win the Stanley Cup, but, you know, we'll see if it goes our way. It would be quite a script if Ovi wins another cup and then announces his retirement, something like that. That is, it's definitely plausible. I would not count the Caps out of a Stanley Cup.
I love that. And I think, you know, we were talking about this yesterday. It's kind of widely believed that this could be Alex's last year, but it's hardly a definite. And he's played so well all of a sudden. He's gotten hot again. Yep. And I think it's okay to get to a place where we realize, like, Von Miller, right, was once the absolute best pass rusher in the NFL. He's still playing now, and he's kind of a situational guy, but he can still help you. Do you ever think Ovi would take a role like that, or is he not? Is that not?
No, he's all in or nothing. He's not going to do, you know, a 50-game schedule. It's either living in Virginia or going back to Russia. I don't really see an in-between for him. In my heart of hearts, I do think this is his last year. I think he's done all the jersey swaps with the stars of the other teams for a reason. I do believe it's his last season. If he decides, hey, let's give it one more go, I wouldn't be shocked because he just loves hockey and he loves the Caps and the team and the community so much. But deep down, I do think that he hangs up the yellow laces.
Didn't he say he wanted to play once at home before he hangs it all up? So he have to save something for that.
Oh, back in Russia?
Yeah.
I think he's kind of gone back and forth on that. I don't know if he's given a definitive answer, but you know, it would be cool to see him play until he's 50 over in Russia. But as far as being a Washington Capital, I would love if he never retired. I mean, he can score 30 goals a season for another 5 years. He's so good once he sweats out all the vodka from the summer. And we're seeing it right now. He looks as good as ever. So hopefully, you know, hopefully the Caps just, you know, play into June. And
what makes you think he stops after the summer?
Yeah. He gave an interview where he kind of talked about it. He's like, I can't do what I used to do. I actually have to take care of my body now. It's kind of a funny thing for an athlete to admit. But, yeah, Tom Wilson, he's on an absurd scoring pace. The defense, the system is just top-notch. Everybody's playing their hearts out. The Caps are just a wagon.
Our radio program usually hits its stride about 10:45, 11, once I get everything out of my system, too. So I kind of get it. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products.
You're talking about bagels, though.
In the DMV.
Big Macs and bagels.
You can give Nate Dogg a follow at Barstool Nate. Dude, Hard Knocks starts tonight. Will you be locked in? How interested are you in that?
Zero interest.
Really?
At all.
Why?
Yeah, no. It ain't for me, and especially with a season this depressing, I don't need to see the inside of a Joe Witt Jr., you know, meeting. I think this season can just be...
I think by the time
it started the last two weeks, so you won't be in it.
Yeah, it's just I'd rather just leave this season behind. Even though this last Sunday night game, which I'm sure we're about to talk about, was very exciting, and it was some of the more fun I think we've had watching football in quite a while this season. I don't need Hard Knocks. I don't need to see the Eagles. I don't need to see anything with Jerry Jones. I'm gonna leave that to other people.
You're supposed to know everything, Nate. You're not supposed to just be on the team when they're doing great. You can't be a fair weather fan, man.
I'm not a fair weather fan. I just we're 3-9. I don't need to see it.
You may be able to find out what's the problem. You know, you're very attentive.
Joe Witt Jr. was the problem. Now the problem is everybody's hurt. So, you know, one thing.
Everybody's been hurt for a long time, dog.
Jaden's still not even cleared to take contact. Mariota played great. I loved watching Mariota play and throw the ball 50 times. A little concerned that Cliff kind of got away from the running game. I thought that was kind of a head scratcher.
He said that also. I think that's a fair place to land when Mariota throws it 50 times and the running backs get 21 carries.
Yeah.
They were kind of chasing late, but
yeah.
I tell you what stood out to me.
Can I give you guys a take while we're riffing here? I got to take a hot take that I'm sure the callers will disagree with or agree with, kind of be polarized about. I don't think losing Cliff this offseason to a head coaching job will be a huge deal. I like Cliff. I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's the end-all be-all of offensive genius minds, and I think another guy, young guy, can come in and work with Jaden and just pick up where we left off. I will be happy for Cliff, you know, go get another coaching job. I thought last year would be bad if we lost him, you know, Jaden's development and all that. But I wouldn't lose sleep if we lose Cliff.
Is there somebody you would want?
I'd have to do a little more research. Nobody comes to mind, but I'm saying, like, I don't think it's necessary that Cliff and Jaden stick with each other for his entire career. I don't think Cliff has put together a full 60-minute game consistently enough that it will be a huge loss moving him. I think we see it every week, very questionable play calls. He does some great play calls as well, but a lot of questionable ones, and I'm not dying to give Cliff some huge OC contract to keep him.
I don't The Cliff thing, I think, will kind of play itself out. Brian and I actually just went through. I'm not sure that this is going to be the craziest season of NFL job openings either. Like
4 to 6.
Sure. 4 to 6, I think, is kind of standard. But, like, if you start going through it, you need teams that you're just unsure what they're going to do. Like, is Cleveland going to fire Stefanski? Would Cincy actually fire the world's most nondescript dude, Zach Taylor? Like, because a lot of these bad teams have first-year head coaches where generally you're not going to make a change.
Miami, possibility.
I think Miami, like the
Pittsburgh, maybe.
The possibilities, Miami, Atlanta, maybe, Arizona, probably. But, like, of the definitives, like the Giants and the Titans, it's already happened. And the only other team that's that bad, I would say, is the Raiders. But they got a first-year dude they're paying a boatload to. So
right,
it's,
yeah.
And if you're Cliff, I do think for Cliff, let me ask B-Mitch this. I don't believe, but I'm curious what you think. Do you think Cliff would consider a college job?
Head coaching?
Yeah.
A head coaching college job pays probably more than the NFL job.
It's got more headaches, too, I would think.
Yeah, but...
way more headaches.
I'll take headaches, but as a college coach, you are truly that CEO. You sit back. You got recruiters. You got all that stuff. You just come in to close deals. What did Lane just got 7 years for 90-something million? It's like 13, 14 million a year. I can deal with headaches for that.
Like, they're saying that, did UCLA hire the JMU guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Officially, yes, I believe so.
So I'm just looking at, like, what top jobs there are. Like, Cliff doesn't strike me as a Penn State guy.
No, they're getting the BYU guy.
Not Penn State, but he was in college at one point. What it comes down to,
he was a year at USC.
If he goes to college, he's calling shots. He's right. Gonna be the head guy.
But I also think it's got to be a super rich school in nice weather.
All of them got rich lately.
Hold on, Penn State's getting the BYU guy?
That's the current rumor. That whole thing is a mess, just like kind of the Cliff. The Lane Kiffin 2.0 now with Penn State. The Crumble Cookie CEO is pitching in to BYU to try to keep him there. Penn State's rolling out the red carpet. It's a fun watch on the Twitterverse right now.
Well, get me up to speed then. Penn State's top booster is the Crumble Cookie guy?
No, BYU. That's BYU.
Oh.
The price of cookies is going up, I'll tell you that.
Penn State.
Yeah, my daughter helped him pay for that, I guess.
Kalani Sitake? That's the guy's name?
That's his name.
He's a cool coach, though, man.
Okay.
He comes out dancing and everything. He can coach, though.
He better.
Played at Utah. Did he play at Utah, right?
I thought he played at BYU.
I thought he was at Utah, and then he was playing against, because he was at BYU, they were playing against Utah. I thought he was there with, what's your boy? He was at Urban.
Urban Meyer and Alex Smith.
Was it Urban? Yeah, I think, yeah.
Urban Meyer coached at Utah.
I think he was there at one point.
So apparently Jimmy Sexton is the super powerful college football agent for head coaches. And Todd McShay saying that Sexton and Penn State AD Pat Kraft have beef. And that's what's going on. Are you seeing that on these internet streets, Nate Dogg?
I'm telling you, it's wild out there. I don't pay that close attention until stuff like that. Like, the Lane Kiffin saga was unbelievable. I could have watched that like a reality show for another month. So this is kind of like season two of the coaching carousel with the boosters and the money and Crumble Cookies, everybody and the beefs, everybody's getting involved. It's very, very fun to watch.
Did you see Tavita Pritchard got the head coaching job at Stanford? Tavita's a really good guy, was actually hired by the Ron staff, kept by Dan Quinn's staff. I'm happy for Tavita. I'm excited for him and wish him well.
Yeah, and then the only job that didn't become available is the Mike Locksley Fighting Maryland Terrapins, coming back for year 8. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I think you have a reasonable stance. Look, the record is bad.
Anytime you can lose the last 5 games, giving up an average of 40 points per game, losing 8 games in a row in year 7, you got to bring back that coach. You got to.
Like, this is one of these places where you're impossible to talk to, but I'm recognizing that you have a point. I would have a point too, but I don't even feel like making it because I don't feel like fighting with you.
Yeah, because they're lining your pockets. You can't dare say a thing.
That's so false, and I don't appreciate the suggestion. I make $0 from the University of Maryland ever. The math equation between me and the University of Maryland is decidedly one-sided in their favor, not mine.
Yeah. Jim Smith is taking you out to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
I'm so currently eating gumbo. What's our guy's name that brought the gumbo in? Danny? Doug. Shout out to Doug.
You just say a D, right?
Yeah. I was going for it. Do you want to see Jaden on the field Sunday?
I would love to see Jaden play when he's healthy. I understand the other side of it is the season is done. Why risk it? But if Jaden's healthy, he should be on the field playing. He's a competitor. He didn't work his whole life to get to this level to be sitting on the bench when he's healthy enough to play. Long term, if you're running a business, it's like, you know, you need the best draft pick possible. Why would you give yourself a better chance to win? I get that line of thinking, but if Jaden's healthy, he is our starting quarterback. He should be on the field getting better if he can. Like, that's just what it is. Jaden should be playing if his arm is not broken.
If draft picks were 100%, they were going to be whatever they were, where they were picked, then I would understand that. That's not even much of a fact. You can draft somebody number one, they could be garbage. You can draft somebody in the seventh round, they could be great. So yep. I don't fall for that one.
Plus, he's missed so much time, and I think he wants to play. He's not a guy who can just sit back and be content. And I think it would lose the locker room as well if Dan Quinn had to look them in the eyes and say, our franchise quarterback isn't playing, we're tanking. I think that loses the fans, it loses the locker room, it loses trust in the organization. You just can't do it. If Jaden's healthy, he should be on the field.
I tend to agree with you there, dude. I think if it's not this week, it's in New York. Will we see you in New York? Will you leave your apartment?
Ooh, what week is that?
Not this weekend, but the following.
Ooh, I think I'm really busy that week.
Yeah? Brushing your hair?
Yeah, I got to take a shower that weekend. There's a lot going on.
If they were good, say Washington was 9-4 coming to the Meadowlands next week, would you get on the bus from the Port Authority and go to that game?
That's definitely a possibility. Definitely a possibility. Depending on the weather, depending on a lot of other factors. But yeah, I do owe you one game at the Meadowlands. That's for sure.
I don't think you'll ever pay me. I don't think you'll ever pay on that debt.
He won't.
I do. I do think I will.
I definitely don't.
I do think I will. I think one time I will go to a game at MetLife.
We'll call it even this week if you fly to Minnesota and check out US Bank Stadium, which is super dope. And frankly, I think should be the kind of blueprint for what they're going to build at RFK.
I've never been to Minnesota. Let me check my calendar. Maybe I'll book a flight to Minneapolis, Minnesota on December 7th.
He's not coming.
Listen.
Everything was maybe.
There's 0% chance I'm flying to Minnesota in December. Come on now.
B, let's be real for a minute. A lot of work travel ends up taking us to really cool spots, and we're really excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
How excited are you for Minnesota on December 7th?
I'm excited. I have no problem with it. Listen, man, I could be inside.
Okay, and Odyssey wants to pay for my ticket and put me up in the
luxury. No, you work for Barstool. Y'all got enough money.
Yeah.
You were gambling $20,000 and stuff. You got money?
Yeah.
Buy your own damn ticket.
Buy your own damn ticket.
I'll think about December 14th. I will put it in the maybe column.
B and I went to the
Barstool
party.
We're going to think about next Tuesday at 1.
Well said. All right, Nate Dogg, we're going to go.
All right, I appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you. I'll see you at the stadium. I'll see you in Minneapolis next Sunday.
See you there. Goodbye. just an absolute fool.
That's your friend.
Let's take a look at what Vegas thinks Commanders Vikings this weekend. Nobody go anywhere.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The only one in one time see you laughing.
I love Prince. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley, and the Commanders are getting ready to go out to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings! Shout out to Lizzo. Also, shout out to my man, Doug. Check out your local cellar if you're looking for some really good wine. B, it looks like J.J. McCarthy is going to be back at quarterback for Minnesota.
Okay.
He has been bad. I like McCarthy coming out. Then he gets the big injury as a rookie. I'm not ready to close the door on any second-year player.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially a quarterback that only has six career NFL starts.
I'm with that.
However. Stephen A. impression. He's completing 54% of his passes with six touchdowns against 10 picks. He's been sacked 20 times in six games. He can run a little bit.
He was in college. That running game protected him a lot. And then he had so many open guys to throw the ball to.
He didn't throw it much.
I know. But then when he finally threw it, it was wide open.
Right.
So I wonder if it's just going to take a little time for him to realize, like, you got to be more of what you were in college, bro. More of me, a lot more than what you were in college. Say like that.
Couple advanced numbers for you. This is from Pro Football Reference. Take away spikes and clear throwaways. Take away pass attempts that are technically pass attempts but aren't trying to complete a pass.
Mm-hmm.
He's throwing a bad throw, percentage of poor throws per pass attempt. 1 out of 4. 24.4%.
Damn.
It's hard to win.
Yeah. Because he has receivers.
Using the same math, excluding spikes, throwaways, throwing it out of bounds, on passes that are intended for a receiver, he's on target 61% of the time.
Mm.
You're not going to think, is that problematic for Washington? Now, that said, he might show up this week.
Like, hey, Washington got to play. They got to play better. They got to hit their stuff when they need to. They got to take advantage of things. If he gives them opportunities defensively, got to take advantage of it. And offensively, you're going to have to keep pace or set the pace.
Now, the Vikings defense historically, since Brian Flores has been there the last couple seasons, has been very good. This year, I think it's a result of turnovers. They're 10th in yards allowed, but 18th in points allowed.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at numbers,
they'll come
like
at
that,
you.
Minnesota leads the NFL in giveaways.
Offensively.
Yeah.
Yeah. But defensively, they're going to take chances and come at you. And you better know where they're coming from, where they're blitzing from. They blitz from every damn where. It's not always some damn stunt in with the linemen. They got dudes coming off the slot. They got people, the safeties will be making you like make you think they're walking up, and they're coming. So it's been alert.
Dude, they have played 12 games. They're 4-8, so one game better than Washington. How many picks do you think Minnesota quarterbacks have thrown in 12 games?
12 games, I'm going to say they've thrown 16.
19.
Dang.
Carson Wentz threw 5 in 5 games. J.J. McCarthy's thrown 10 in 6 games. And shout out to my man Max Brosmer last week. In one game, he threw 4.
He threw 4. Where is he from?
He started college at New Hampshire before transferring to University of Minnesota.
Mm.
So my guess is, this is just a gut feel on this. He's your third string quarterback. Local boy does good, makes the roster. There's some excitement surrounding that. Then he gets in the game and yeesh.
They go, well.
Undrafted guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to dunk on Max Brosmer. I don't know enough about Max Brosmer. He might be a terrific fella. Justin Jefferson, 62 catches for almost 800 yards, only has 2 touchdowns on the season.
He's pissed.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I am surprised it's gone this bad for Minnesota. How much do you think they're wishing they kept Darnold?
I think they made a conscious effort to let him go. I don't think they're sitting up here trying to second guess it. Because their thing about it, they're not trying to just make it to the playoffs. They're trying to go. And he showed them when he got into the big moments he couldn't do it. And that's where you got to live, man. You know, I see so many people second-guessing every move that people make. When you make the move, you make the move. You got to be comfortable with it and move forward. No need to look back. He or she was wrong. Keep moving forward. That's all you keep telling yourself. Every time you think about that, oh, nah, it wasn't good for me. Keep moving.
Yeah. I think the tough spot for them is, what do we do next year? Is this just J.J. coming back from injury? Do we ride it out with J.J.? Whatever. Washington at least isn't in that situation. They're having a down year, but I think they understand it's injuries. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But they have to. They have to ride with him. They made that move to go get him. And they have a guy who they believe can make quarterbacks play better. I think they're going to ride with it.
All right, so the line this weekend is kind of interesting. I thought it opened as a pick 'em. So Washington played November 30th, right?
Yeah.
So the first line after that game I see was the Vikings by 1.5. It's pretty much held there. Depending where you're shopping, you might see Vikings by 1, Vikings by 1.5. What do you think of that line, and how much do you think that moves if Jaden is playing?
Is Washington 1 now?
Washington's
favored by 1?
On FanDuel, they're 1.5 underdog.
Okay. If Jaden were to be playing, they'll be a 2.5 point favorite.
You think it swings that much?
Mm-hmm.
I think about that too. A 3-point swing for Jaden. Especially you have Terry back. You might have Noah Brown back. You know what I mean? Like, things keep happening here. And Washington's getting healthier. They're playing better. It's funny for the draft pick crowd. It's like, oh, you know, I want them to lose. I want them to lose. How many calls, or even Nate just said it, like, man, I enjoyed watching that game. It was the first one I enjoyed watching in a while. You know, like, it's a better product when they're good, when they have some of their guys out there.
Totally.
And, dude, I think for the draft pick crowd specifically, I don't think they're going to lose out. I don't think they're going to finish worse The teams that are in front of them for the draft pick, Cleveland, Vegas, the Saints, the Giants, the Titans. Washington's better than those teams. I don't think they're getting the top five right? pick. The Jets actually just won. So the Jets now have the same record as do the Cardinals. Washington
just won two or three games.
Washington, Arizona, Cleveland, and the Jets all have three wins.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of interesting. In some ways, this is like a draft position battle with the Vikings. Because the Vikes right now would pick 11th. I think Washington finishes drafting around 10 somewhere. I think they get to five wins. The way they've played defensively the last 2 weeks, and then knowing the teams they're facing the next 2 weeks in Minnesota and New York, I think they could win these next two.
Very possible. But the thing of it is this. For needs that you need, I don't think it's impossible to find somebody in the top 10 picks. Like, you're not looking for the quarterbacks coming out and have to hit the first one.
I personally, though, if they land at 6 or 8 or 6 or 7 for the people that want that joke, pick a stud. I am not going to sit here for months and tell you, you got to trade back, you got to trade back.
I'm not with that either. Listen, man, I believe in looking for a guy who I know has proven himself, then to say, oh, let's trade back and get some other guys. When you don't know what they're going to hit, you don't know if they're going to hit or not. So, I mean, I understand that you get more people, you got a better chance of somebody hitting. Well, but if I get better talent, I got a better chance of him hitting.
If you get a chance to get a stud, take the stud.
Mm-hmm.
The Ohio State's chock full of them. Mm-hmm. That linebacker, the safety, you know what those dudes do? Help you win games right away.
There you go.
And I think we don't know enough, and it's too early to draw conclusions, but 2 years ago, they had 5 picks in the top 100. Of those 5, only 2 of them are playing for you regularly in Samardzija and Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
Luke was coming around injured. Coleman, if you get a good depth piece out of your third-round offensive lineman, that's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
The Sennett pick, the Newton pick, look questionable at this point. Like, it's like baseball, dude. Whenever there's these trades where you trade a star and you get these pieces, Mackenzie Gore, James Woods certainly, C.J. Abrams, Gore and Abrams made a couple all-star teams, but I think that's more of a result of every team gets one than necessarily he's an all-star, right? Gore has been good, but on a really good rotation, is Mackenzie Gore maybe a 2? He's not a 1.
Yeah.
James Wood could be an absolute superstar. He was fantastic the first half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Second half of the season was not. Like, you know who's better than all that, at least today? Soto.
Yeah.
The always wanting more, more, more. I can understand it. But when you have a really high value, top 5, top 8 pick, try to get a stud.
Yeah.
What happens if they were able to add a dude like Jackson Smith and Jigba to this offense?
Mm-hmm. But see, the thing,
Ibuka.
You hear all those people saying, trade back, trade back, trade back, trade back. And then we start wondering why all the first rounders and second rounders we need. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Same people, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the nature of the beast, right?
I don't care. Listen, man, sometimes you can find the guy. Everybody else may be looking at somebody else just because they didn't go to certain schools. But if you can find a guy and he fits and you know what he can do, get him.
Get him.
And then let him play.
Let him play. Nobody go anywhere. We got bets to make. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Guys, you've heard me talk about the upgrade at our house with Door Pro America. We got a new garage door, and it is awesome. Well, they can upgrade your house, too. You can get a new garage door like I did, or you can hit them up for maintenance, repairs, replacements, whatever it is you need, because Door Pro America has been serving the DMV for over 50 years, keeping garage doors running smooth for folks like me across the DMV. Maybe you've been putting it off to save some cash. Now's the time to act and save big. You can schedule an appointment today and get a $0 trip and inspection fee on service calls. They'll come to the house for free. Plus, they'll give you a free estimate on a new garage door. And while you're at it, ask about the Door Pro Advantage membership. It's a smart move for homeowners who want discounts and annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Trust me, upgrading your garage door doesn't just make life easier. It adds money to your curb appeal and your home value. So if your garage door is due for a little TLC or you're ready for an upgrade, level up and score big with Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or check them out at doorproamerica.com. And be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
The line.
Well done, Landy. Well done right there. B. Mitch and Finley about to wrap up. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Boys got a packed show coming your way. I think they talked to Bill on Tuesdays. It's always Bill. Fun. Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. We got Wiz and Caps tonight. Wiz going to Philadelphia. They're going to be without a number of players. Keyshawn George listed as questionable with a big toe contusion. Trey Johnson not playing. Kispert not playing. Middleton not playing. Alex Saar not playing. But whatever. They're riding a one-game winning streak. They've won two of their last three. So maybe the Wiz get it. Caps playing out west tonight. If you're up for some late-night hockey, maybe you watch Hard Knocks and then tune in to Caps Kings.
What time does Hard Knocks come on?
9 o'clock, I believe.
Okay, I'll be up there then.
Caps Kings comes on at 10:30 from L.A., from Staples Center. What's Staples called now? Bitcoin Arena? Mm-hmm. Crypto Arena? I think it might be crypto. Kings are favored in this one. Not significantly. So, could be a fun game. Total's 5.5. See if the Caps have won 4 in a row. See if they can stretch it. Win some games out west. I can't imagine the boys mind a little West Coast roadie as the weather gets gross here at home. Enjoy the sunshine. What do you think the weather is in L.A. right now?
Probably about 75, 78.
I'm going to pull it up. Los Angeles. Today, high of 66, low of 50.
Damn. But it don't feel like it.
Getting a little warmer on the weekend, up to 71 on Sunday.
Just, but if you still probably just put on a short sleeve.
Well, and you know what that's better than?
What we got outside?
What we have outside.
Yeah.
Currently 42, feels like 36, and raining.
Rainy.
It looks like the rain's clearing out, though, for the evening. So by the time I'm walking into Cap Grill tonight, should be got to pick these kids up, though. It'll be raining then. Not raining men, Jeff. Raining then. Landfill, let's make some bets.
Holla.
There is a really cool video right now. The NFL just tweeted out of Tavita Pritchard saying goodbye to the Commanders. You know, it's funny. We see stuff in college football like this Lane Kiffin saga or some of these smaller teams. The Tulane coach is going to go to Florida, I believe. Some of that stuff is not happy goodbyes. There's a lot of emotion, a lot of vitriol. I think with Tavita, it's all good luck.
Yeah.
It's all love.
Yeah.
And
happy for him.
On a personal level, I'm happy for him.
Damn straight.
Also heard from a Penn State insider, self-declared Penn State insider, who claims Penn State is hiring Ohio State wide receivers coach Brian Hartline, that it's a done deal, and they agreed to just not talk about it until after Ohio State season. Which I think would be a really good hire. I'm not sure if that's actually what's happening per my Penn State insider that all five of us know, but that's certainly what he says.
Well, the whole thing is, are they still interviewing people?
I don't know.
And he knows that. Nobody else knows.
I think plenty of people have thought that, but I don't know. Okay. White Brian, how'd we do last night? I know me and Landfill lost.
Everyone else won, and B-Mitch hit his parlay.
Bow!
Yo, what is your parlay streak right now? You hit three or four in a row?
I hit a lot of them. That's what I do.
Are you putting them in?
Huh?
You be putting these
man,
in.
I don't put none of this stuff in.
Be even richer than you already are.
Hey, man.
Give me the Wizards plus 13.
I like it, Jeff.
They won last night, Jeff. Losing by 15 tonight.
The Sixers started out really well, and then Paul George came back, and then they've been bad. Is that accurate on Philly?
Paul Jeezy.
Playoff P.
Is Wembanyama still out?
Don't know.
Okay.
Is there college football tonight? Damn. No. Got to wait till Friday for college football. Then we get Kennesaw State, Jacksonville State, and Troy against James Madison.
Wemby is still out.
Okay, cool.
Terps play tonight, B. Hoops.
Terps playing hoops? Not touching it. I'm going Warriors plus 12 and a half.
Okay. Brian, do you know who the number one ranked college basketball team is in the country? I found this out about 40 seconds ago.
Gonzaga.
Oklahoma State.
Purdue.
Purdue. I saw them when I was flying from, where was I flying from?
Purdue in the tournament.
We were leaving the last game. No, we were coming back
Madrid?
From Madrid. When we were in Charlotte, I saw Purdue.
Shout out to Purdue.
I saw four guys about 6'9", slim. I said, oh, okay, and then you saw the Purdue on the jacket.
Damn, Purdue basketball doesn't travel charter?
They were all walking together to get, so they probably just went on a big plane.
Interesting.
Basketball ain't number like 15, 16 people, dog.
Yeah, but I thought the Big Ten SEC teams travel private.
Nah, they go right through the airport.
Interesting. Could have been the volleyball team.
That wasn't no volleyball team. Oh, brothers, no.
Landfill, what'd you take?
Sixers.
Hater. South Carolina hosted Virginia Tech tonight. You can listen to that game right here on one of the 106.7 The Fan family of stations. I'm going to take the Gamecocks hosting the Hokies. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program. Thank you to Sam Cosby and Barstool Nate and Amelia Draper. Grant and Danny next.
Hey, At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.